All these motherfuckers on their rented scooters. How many will make it out of the city alive? Dark and they have no idea how the fuck to ride the. I saw a guy fucking fall off a Lime scooter today. It's pretty good. He didn't fall and hurt himself, but he dumped the fucking scooter. They're doing construction near the office, and so one of the crosswalks is all torn up. They put some temporary asphalt down to create like a little wedge up onto the sidewalk, and so this guy decided, you know, he was gonna ride his fucking scooter up onto the sidewalk on that, and it got caught on like the lip of that and just fucking stopped and immediately dumped over, and he like hopped off, and he was a big dude, but he stayed on his feet. And went running off the thing like 4 or 5 steps, and then sheepishly went back and picked up his scooter. And kept going. I'm still using that elaborate 3-device setup of this Android phone running Mixlr, but chat not working. My iPhone playing Spotify and acting as a hotspot that the iPad is connected to for running Mixlr on that for chat. It's a really It's dumb. But that's what I got going. I will probably put the SIM card back in the iPad this weekend and take it out of this Android phone. I don't actually need. For a minute, I was like, oh, it'd be kind of neat to just have a data-only Android device and just see what that's like and, like, I don't know, fuck around with it. I don't know what I would do with it, because, you know, it's like, I only really use that SIM card for broadcasting this on that iPad. What Android phone is it? It's a Pixel 3a XL, I think. very light. That's the thing that struck me about it. Like, this is a very light phone compared to my my 10S Max. Chat works on that Mixlr app on Android as long as I'm not broadcasting. The minute I start broadcasting and go back into the chat, it doesn't work anymore. It's got this little fingerprint sensor on the back, which is kind of neat. I don't know. But I'm sure if I spent the time using it to get used to it, like, who cares? But I don't like Android. I don't like the layout of that menu, how they handle apps and app switching and all the different gestures and swipes and stuff that they have set up for navigating. I think kind of just suck. But I've been using an iPhone for years, so it's largely foreign to me. I've only used an Android device off and on as a secondary thing over the years, so... So I'm sure if you got used to it, you wouldn't care anymore. I mean, it runs all the same fucking shit. So who cares? I put a bunch of Nintendo games on it because I could. I'm like, that's neat, I guess. Now I can play all these Project xCloud games, all these Google Stadia games, but also all these NES games. The iPhone stuff has gotten to a point where, like, now even when I need to use my wife's phone for something, I'm lost because she has an 8. So that's a phone that still has a button on it. And all of the, like, control center this and that and where a lot of just the stuff comes from, like how the side buttons work and everything. Like, I was looking at it and going, like, wait, how do I... What was I trying to do? Oh, how do I activate Apple Pay on this phone? I was like, I have no fucking idea. Because it's double tap the side button on my current phone. But on that one, I was like, do I triple tap the home button? Is that what it is? Because double tap is the app switcher or like task manager type thing. I just couldn't remember. At the end of the day, phones have just gotten so fucking boring, though. Like, it's really just like, yo, this camera is even better. Now you can take pictures in pitch darkness, and we got computers inside that make it look like it's supposed to look. What? Okay. Alright, I'm taking pictures of dumb shit I see on the streets. I don't need... The only thing that gets you on the camera shit, and I've heard other people in this situation say it, the same thing, is like new parents. You get that thing of like, well, I'm going to be taking a lot of pictures of this baby, and I want him to be good, so... Like, I've known multiple people in that situation that have upgraded phones specifically because they're taking so many baby pictures. So far, I've resisted, but, you know, whatever, my phone is pretty recent, so... I mean, they could be better, though. Razor, I don't need a folding phone. I haven't really actually looked at the Razor that much, to be honest, but that doesn't sound like something I need. Like, what does that phone do that I can't do now, you know? Like, okay, so it's like more surface area for an app to run on, I guess? Or can I run two apps? Like, what, you know, like, what does it do for me? What problems does it solve? Like, what problems do I have that it solves? Like, maybe a phone with a, like maybe a good phone that had a keyboard on it would be a situation where I would at least look at it and go like, okay. Because, you know, being able to type without looking down at your phone would be nice. That was always nice about having a Sidekick. I missed the Sidekick. I found one of my old Sidekicks in the garage a few nights ago and got real sad looking at it. Like, man, this was a fucking game-changing ass device. It was so fucking cool. It was, like, useful for work. Like, we fucking... got news stories up on the site better because you could just be on Instant Messenger with someone back at an E3 booth and they could write up a story based on you sending them the details over AIM. I don't know. They're always making, yeah, you know, obviously, like, they still make phones with full keyboards on them, and I just, they never... they never seem like something I actually want. I was looking at them and go like, that doesn't look good, comfortable, what have you. Just, it doesn't. Yeah, Microsoft bought Danger. And then, I don't know what the fuck Danger did after that. They worked on the Kin. Remember the Kin? You probably don't remember the Kin. No one remembers the Kin. But I think the Danger team worked on the Kin. The Microsoft Kin. Which was, not a good device. What, did they do the Windows Phone stuff? Did they do the last big Windows Phone push after they bought Nokia or before? I forget. I actually kind of like the way all the Mac shit integrates these days, because the way iMessage works means that I now can get, I get my text messages on my laptop, and it makes it feel like Instant Messenger in a way. Like sending texts from your laptop and stuff is kind of cool. I guess I there's There's some kind of Windows 10 and Android integration that does something similar, I want to say, but I don't know. Yeah, taking phone calls on your laptop, or like my iPad, or probably my watch. Actually, yes, yeah, I have done that. Taking a phone call on my watch, which is not a cellular device. I didn't get the expensive, I got the somewhat less expensive watch, I guess I should say. Because I didn't want to pay a fucking monthly fee to have a watch. I just don't get why I see so many people fucking, like, pizza talking into their phone, like, holding the fucking phone up to their fucking face, but not the side of their head. And, like, they have the speaker on, like, the voice is still coming out of the phone. It's not like they're wearing headphones, but the microphone is somehow on the, you know, like, I don't understand. Like, what's the fucking point? Hold the phone up to the side of your fucking head. Do people forget how fucking telephones work? It's not a fucking walkie-talkie. That's one I just don't understand. I don't understand how people, like, would think that that's, like, a fucking reasonable thing to do in public. Like, just walking on the street. I don't understand how that would be, like, a good way to hear a fucking phone call. Like, the speakers on those things are not so loud that that's, like, a great way to take a fucking phone call on a street. I just don't understand. And I guess now it's finally happened. Like, it's finally acceptable to be walking around holding nothing, just talking. Maybe that's just here. I don't know. But, like, the single Bluetooth earpiece never caught on. Those people always look like fucking goons. But now everyone's got AirPods, and no one fucking bats an eye at it. This lane is fucking tore up. Holy shit. There's been construction through here. And I'm driving through a lane that they are not done with yet. God damn. Oh, come on, Texas. Come on, Texas license plate. You drive like a coward. You stopped as soon as that light turned yellow. You had 4 seconds or so to keep going.
Thank you.
what I needed.
Big, stretchy, stinking bass. Stretchy, stinking bass. Big, stretchy, stinking bass. Stretchy, stretchy, stinking big. Stretchy, stinking bass. Stretchy, stinking bass. Big, stretchy, stinking bass. Bass, 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 bass. I don't need no speed.
No.
I don't need no heroin.
No thanks.
I don't want no coke.
No today.
You can keep your ketamine.
Yeah.
I'm a baseline junkie. I'm a baseline junkie.
Tell him again.
I'm a baseline junkie.
Tell him again.
I don't like it funky.
Yeah.
What the fuck? What you doing? Don't touch it. Don't. Who told you to touch it? I'll fucking kill you. Don't ever touch that fucking shit again. I'm a fiend for a big dirty baseline. When I hear one, I have a break time. A bit of buttermen's all I require. I let the baseline take me higher. My friends think that it's a bad habit, but I'm just like, fuck you, damn it. If you take my face away, I'll blow your fucking face away. You might think I'm over the top, but when I hear that baseline drop, well, I just can't control my actions. But I still feel satisfaction, so don't come around here whinging. I just wanna hear the baseline rinsing, or we could just skank out all day. If not, get the fuck out my way. I don't need no speed. I don't need no heroin. I don't want no coke. You can keep your ketamine. I'm a baseline junkie. I'm a baseline junkie. I'm a baseline junkie. And I like it funky. Big, dirty, stinking bass. Dirty, stinking bass. Big, dirty, stinking bass. Dirty, dirty, stinking big. Dirty, stinking bass. Dirty, stinking bass. Big, dirty, stinking bass. Bass,
bass, bass, bass.
The other day I got an asshole order, and I think it's well out of order. All my neighbors throwing a fit, so I told them suck my dick. And I told them I got the power, and I turned the music up louder. All night till 6 in the morning, old bastards there just pouring. You know me, I'm the baseline father. Nobody cracked on me, naga. And the police turned up and they took me. We drove back to the dick and they put me. When they said they'd give me a caution, if I didn't give them no distinction. But I said don't bother, I'm guilty, and my baseline's fucking filthy. I don't need no speed. I don't need no heroin. I don't want no coke. You can keep your ketamine. I'm a baseline junkie. I'm a baseline junkie.
Tell him again.
I'm a baseline junkie.
Tell him again.
And I like it funky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
think I might like the mashup of this that's on DJ Hero better than the original song.
The world.
was a cop behind me for like the last 20 minutes. I didn't realize it until he pulled out around me and passed me. And I was like, oh, fuck. Good thing I'm not fucking going crazy out here. I like this version of the song because it really pulls it apart. Gives you time to sink into each part.
We'll be on the road. We'll be on the road. The clubs won't treat you like I do. Don't walk away from us tonight. Always waiting, always waiting when you're coming home.
I made it. I gotta go. Literally, I have to go to the bathroom real bad. So I'll see you later.